God prosper long our noble king, our lives and safety's all. A woeful hunting once there did in Chevy Chase befall. To drive the deer with hound and horn, Earl Percy took his way. The child may rue that is unborn the hunting of that day. The stout Earl of Northumberland a vow to God did make, his pleasure in the Scottish woods 3 summer's days to take. The chiefest hearts in Chevy Chase to kill and bear away. Those tidings to Earl Douglas came in Scotland where he lay, who sent Earl Percy present word he would prevent his sport. Though English Earl, not fearing this, did to the woods resort. With 1,500 bowmen bold, all chosen men of might, who knew full well in time of need to aim their shafts aright. The gallant greyhound swiftly ran to chase the fallow deer. On Monday they began to hunt when daylight did appear. And long before high noon they had 100 fat bucks slain. Then having dined, the drovers went to rouse the deer again. The bowmen mustered on the hill, well able to endure. Their backsides all with special care that day were guarded sure. The hounds ran swiftly through the woods, the humble deer to take, that with their cries the hills and dales an echo shrill did make. Lord Percy to the quarry went to view the tender deer. Quoth he, Earl Douglas promised once this day to meet me here. But if I thought he would not come, no longer would I stay. With that a brave young gentleman thus to the earl did say, lo, yonder doth Earl Douglas come, his men in armor bright, full 2,000 Scottish spears all marching in our sight. All pleasant men of Tynedale, fast by the river Tweed, then cease your sport, Earl Percy said, and take your bows with speed. And now with me, my countrymen, your courage forth advance, for never was there champion yet in Scotland or in France that ever did on horseback come. But if my hap it were, I durst encounter man for man with him to break a spear. Earl Douglas on his milk-white steed, most like a baron bold, rode foremost of his company, whose armor shone like gold. Show me, said he, whose men ye be that hunt so boldly here, that without my consent doth chase and kill my fallow deer. The man that first did answer make was noble Percy he, who said, we list not to declare, nor shew whose men we be. Yet will we spend our dearest blood, thy chiefest hearts to slay. Then Douglas swore a solemn oath, and thus enraged did say, ere thus I will outbrave it be, one of us two shall die. I know thee well, an earl thou art, Lord Percy, so am I. But trust me, Percy, pity it were, and great offense to kill. Any of these are guiltless men, for they have done none ill. Let thou and I the battle try, and let our men aside. A curse be he, Earl Percy said, by whom it is denied. Then stepped a gallant squire forth, Witherington was his name, who said, I would not have it told to Henry our king for shame, that ere my captain fought on foot, and I stand looking on, you two be earls, quoth Witherington, and I a squire alone. He'll do the best that do I may, while I have power to stand, while I have power to wield my sword, I'll fight with heart and hand. Our English archers bent their bows, their hearts were good and true. At the first flight of arrow sent, full 40 Scots they slew. To drive the deer with hound and horn, Douglas bade on the bent. A captain moved with mickle pride, the spears to shivers went. They clots full fast on every side, no slackency there was found, and many a gallant gentleman lay gasping on the ground. Oh, Christ, it was a grief to see how each one chose his spear, and how the blood out of their breast did gush like water clear. At last these two stout earls did meet like captains of great might. Like lions move, they laid on load and made a cruel fight. They fought until they both did sweat with swords of tempered steel, until the blood like drops of rain they trickling down did feel. Yield thee, Lord Percy, Douglas said, in faith I will thee bring, where thou shalt high advanced be with James our Scottish king. Thy ransom I will freely give, and this report of thee, thou art the most courageous knight that ever I did see. No, Douglas, quote Earl Percy, then thy proffers I do scorn. I will not yield to any Scot that ever yet was born. With that there came an arrow keen out of an English bow, and stroke Earl Douglas to the heart a deep and deadly blow. Who never said more words than these, fight on, my merry men all, for why my life is at an end, Lord Percy sees my fall. Then leaving life, Earl Percy took the dead man by the hand, who said, Earl Douglas, for thy life would I had lost my land. O Christ, my very heart doth bleed with sorrow for thy sake, for sure a more redoubted knight mischance could never take. A knight among the Scots there was which saw Earl Douglas D, who straight in wrath did vow revenge upon the Earl Percy. Sir Hugh Montgomery was he called, who with a spear full bright, well mounted on a gallant steed, ran fiercely through the fight, and passed the English archers all without all dread or fear, and through Earl Percy's body then he thrust his hateful spear. With such a vehement force and might his body he did gore, the staff ran through the other side a large cloth yard and more. Thus did both these two nobles die, whose courage none could stain, and English archer then perceived the noble earl was slain. He had a good bow in his hand, made of a trusty tree, an arrow of a cloth yard long to the heart had hailed he. Against Sir Hugh Montgomery, so right his shaft he set, the grey goose wing that was thereon in his heart blood was wet. This fight did last from break of day till setting of the sun, for when they rung the evening bell, the battle scarce was done. With stout Earl Percy there was slain Sir John of Ogerton, Sir Robert Harcliffe and Sir John, Sir James that bold baron. And with Sir George and good Sir James, both knights of good account, good Sir Ralph Rebbe there was slain, while prowess did surmount. For Witherington needs must I wail, as one in woeful dumps, for when his legs were smitten off, he fought still upon stumps. And with Earl Douglas there was slain Sir Hugh Montgomery, Sir Charles Morell, that from the field one foot would never flee, Sir Robert Hure of Harcliffe too, his sister's son was he, Sir David Lamb well esteemed, but saved he could not be. And the Lord Mark well in like case did with Earl Douglas die, of 2,000 Scottish peers scarce 55 did fly. Of 1,500 Englishmen went home but 53, the rest in Chevy Chase were slain under the greenwood tree. Next day did many widows come their husbands to bewail, they washed their wounds in brinish tears, but all would not prevail. Their bodies bathed in purple blood, they bore with them away. They kissed them dead 1,000 times ere they were clad in clay. The news was brought to Edinburgh, where Scotland's king did reign, that brave Earl Douglas suddenly was with an arrow slain. Oh, heavy news, King James did say, Scotland can witness be. I have not any captains more of such account as he. Like tidings to King Henry came within as short a space, that Piercy of Northumberland was slain in Chevy Chase. Now God be with him, said our king, sith 'twill no better be. I trust I have within my realm 500 as good as he. Yet shall not Scots nor Scotland say, but I will vengeance take, and be revenged on them all for brave Earl Percy's sake. This vow the king did well perform after on humble down. In one day 50 knights were slain with lords of high renown. And of the rest of small account did many hundreds die. Thus ended the hunting in Chevy Chase made by the Lord Percy. God save our king and bless this land with plenty, joy, and peace. And grant henceforth that foul debate 'twixt noble men may cease.